Hello, everybody. My name is Dan, and I'm here with Lau. How do you say your last name?
Koskol, if you really want to pronounce it in Danish.
Koskol.
Koskol,
Koskol.
yeah.
I like to do it better because I'm a European and I feel we all have city
Yes.
last names.
True, true.
Welcome. Could you kick things off by talking a bit about yourself?
Yes, so my name is Lau. I'm a game designer in a small company in Copenhagen called Knap Nok Games. And I've been working on silly, weird party games and prototypes for 3 years now, I think. Also in a game collective we call Copenhagen Game Collective. So we've done all sorts of experimental games where people get together, look at each other, touch each other, and so on. And now we're working on, or we are like just about to release a game called Spin the Bottle for Wii U.
So, like, Spin the Bottle is like your first experience with Wii U?
Yes, it
Yeah.
is. Yeah. We released a small WiiWare game very late in that console cycle.
Yes. I played it actually. That's was
Oh.
called Spain Splash.
Yes.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, so and it's kind of a funny story. It's a guy who's like from the homebrew Wii scene, who has kind of like made this homebrew painting software thing. And he's from Denmark, and we approached him and asked him if he just wanted to make a real commercial release out of it because it was a nice little software, and we wanted to get experience with releasing on a console. So we did that, and it turned out really well, actually.
Yeah, painting with four people was actually quite impressive for that little application, and like sending your pictures then to your SD card. I had a lot of fun with that. It was a good application. But moving on then to Wii U. So with Spin the Bottle, how did that idea came to be?
So it's very much inspired by the technology and the hardware. I think like when we got actually approached by Nintendo before the launch of the Wii U, and they asked us if we wanted to do something with the hardware and or if we like if there was something we could make up. So we sat down and kind of like analyzed this piece of technology. And I think one of the most interesting things about the Wii U is this gamepad that you can move around. And you can sit in a circle around it. You don't even have to use a TV anymore, and that was really inspiring because it touched a lot of the other stuff we've been doing with.
Yeah,
Yeah.
for how much Nintendo made a big deal out of it, you're like one of the first to make use of that feature in like a significant way.
Yes. So they have been like really encouraging from the beginning, at least those who kind of understood what we were doing. And so that has been really cool. And I think it has also been important to us to really just like focus on that on that possibility to make a game where you don't look at the TV but look at the gamepad. So we have really like really explored that area a lot. And so now we end up with a game we can't really port to any other console. It really lives on the Wii U, but I think that's the better way of doing, you know.
Well,
Games,
definitely.
yeah.
Well, the game is focused around the gamepad and using like the Wii remotes. And the television, I played it earlier today, and the television just shows a single screen. You don't have any use for it. It's just not able to fit in the experience.
No, and
And
I think the whole thing is if as soon as we start showing something on the television that is important, people would start looking at the TV instead of looking at each other. And like the
yeah.
whole goal for us is to make a game where people look at each other and laugh at each other and do awkward, silly stuff. So that's why we want to move attention away from the TV and onto each other. But we actually so you can still use the TV for audio feedback. And I think that's we because we don't have any visual feedback. Audio is really important often in many of the mini
Yes.
games. So that's why you need some kind of speakers and
I know that you did how the setup was at E3, where you just added like you put like a speaker set into the Wii U gamepad input and you had audio through that way. So that works as well, I guess.
Yeah, definitely.
But the television was a nice usage for that, for you didn't have any use else for it. It was like just focused on that gamepad experience, which I find really interesting.
Cool, thanks.
It seems like the things you do with the game become then also harder to convey. How do you are planning to make it inviting for like the consumer to try?
Yeah, so it's that's one of the big challenges for us right now is to just how to communicate this idea in general, because we can't really show any screenshots, for instance, of the game. That doesn't, well, we can, but it doesn't really say anything about what this game is about.
True.
So if it's a challenge. I don't like I think luckily there's a trend right now in like we see other games like that. I think there's, for instance, Johann Sebastian Joust that is in the Sports Friends for PlayStation, which is also this kind of game where you look at each other and touch each other and so on. And that, so that you see other kind of games like this or exploring this space at least. And I think that kind of resonates with a lot of people. I think it's a lot of people want to play games where we look at each other and not look at the TV anymore. So there's definitely there's a need for this.
Yes. So I think that the trailer you guys released did a good job of like showcasing what you exactly do. And they also like showed it during the Nintendo Direct because the first time you had that small clip during the like the reel of like games coming out for the eShop where people didn't really understand it, but during the Nintendo Direct, which was released like a couple of weeks ago, with like the guys from Nintendo explaining it and what you do and with the images of that trailer, I think people really got the idea of what the game is exactly about.
Yeah, I'm glad to hear that. But we have also held back like the very first teasers we made of the game like half a year ago, a year ago, were like these really silly one only showing the characters. And we kind of we just had to accept at that point in time that we couldn't show we couldn't really explain the gameplay at that point in time. We could only make like make people curious. So for a while we only communicated with this kind of like really weird videos of these silly characters dancing and bouncing around. And then finally we got to produce some really good footage of actual human beings, like our friends basically playing together and having fun together. But it has been so hard making that video because it's a really hard balance making something not too like Nintendo, Xbox. You know, there's these kind of like so cheesy trailers of happy families playing together in these kind of like perfect houses and so on. And we didn't want it to do that, but we also wanted to show real like real human beings having fun and so on. So it has been a struggle, but I'm glad you liked it.
But going deeper into what the game then actually entails, so the game is a multiplayer game only, and it needs to be set up front. What I was impressed by was how well the various collaborative experiences work. For the people who are not in the know, could you give like a glimpse of a couple?
Yeah, so the game is multiplayer, everybody's competing against each other, but all the challenges you're getting is cooperative. There's always like two people who have to collaborate, and if they win the mini game, they get a point each. So some of the games we're doing is that one of them is called the drill, where you have to hold the Wiimote together and spin around in order to drill a hole.
Yes.
We have some awkward ones, like one of them is the circus act, where you have to hug each other and hold the Wiimote behind each other's back and then jump at the same time, which is kind of really weird and hard. We have there's games where one of the players, the shooting star, one of the players is looking at the gamepad and instructing the other player who holds a Wiimote in order to like steer like a rocket on the gamepad. So that game is about communication. So like either it's about communication or it's about body contact or eye contact in general. So that's kind of like the spaces we are exploring.
Yes. Well, my personal favorite was, for example, Jumper.
Yeah.
Where like just one person looks like at the gamepad, and the other, and he has to instruct like the other player with like their remote in his pocket to like jump at the right moment. And that was actually like really surprisingly fun, just like relying on the other player to overcome a challenge.
Yeah. And it's really hard because you have to kind of like anticipate that there's like a delay in the, like you have to say jump, the other one actually have to perform it, blah 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 and so on. So it always goes terrible wrong when you play that simple game.
Yeah. I was also impressed with like the pleasure found in the game, because like the Wii Remote isn't always responsive but does the trick fairly well. But like I use the Wii Remote Plus, so I don't know if it makes like a huge difference. But I was like really fond of like dancing the walls and like jumping, being guided by the other player. It was certainly something. How did you get like the remote functionality to the point of satisfaction? Because it's such a large point in the game.
Well, we've been messing a lot around with just like accelerometers and so on, and we have some experience from earlier prototypes we've done in this space. But in general, we have just, I think, being really forgiving is a good first rule. What you kind of quickly realize, you don't really realize it, but you could do anything in the dancing walls. Like, you could just shake that Wiimote and stand and having a boring time. But, yes, you know, because you're doing that with another person and there's an audience looking at you and so on, of course you're dancing the walls and you feel like it's kind of detecting what you're doing. But I think that's kind of like the common critique of many Wiimote games, that, you know, in Wii Tennis, you could just like, you know, jerk the Wiimote and it, you know, it makes a perfect serve. But and I think, yeah, that's a problem if a single player game, if you're trying to optimize your strategy and so on. But in a multiplayer game where people look at you and laugh at you and so on, you wouldn't be the idiot just, you know, optimizing this. You feel like you have to dance anyway. So yes, we don't have to be that strict in our motion detection, basically.
Yes, for this like funny tricks you do, where for example, like there's this game called, I think it's called Darkbone,
yeah,
where you have to like set the remote behind the other player, and he has to be blindfolded and he has to find like the remote behind the other player's back, which still feels pretty right and accurate, because I dropped that remote like 2 times and I fill that minigame.
It's kind of an interesting minigame where like one blindfolded player crawls around and the other one has to guide that player, and they get maybe a bit too close and suddenly you knock over the Wiimote and lose together. But it's really about finding a balance between penalty and forgiveness in these kind of things.
Definitely. So beyond the party game in which you spin the bottle and try like score like flowers to win, you have the option to like practice the games and collect some trinkets. Outside of that though, there isn't too much in the software. How do you intend to keep like things fresh? You can change up the rules, for example, correct?
Yeah. So we kind of like, I think the default mode, it's pretty easy to begin with, I feel, but we have also played this a lot. But you should definitely go into the settings and make it harder, which makes like everything more penalizing. And we have added this option of the bonus challenges. So if you enable bonus challenges in the game, like for every mini game you get, you will get a weird bonus challenge. So that could be try to play this with closed eyes, or try to play this while making monkey sounds, or try to play this standing on one leg. So we have like all these kind of like extra conditions you're getting to your minigame that sometimes quite radically change up the play situation. Like you have to like stand back to back, or not saying anything, or stuff like that. So that kind of like on the short run makes stuff interesting and fresh. Then we're working on new updates for the game already. Because it's actually pretty easy to make new mini games. There's almost no graphics on the screen, so it's pretty fast for us to produce new updates. And we'll like during this fall we'll make a new update with, you know, a handful of new mini games. And so the idea is to like have a continuous stream of updates of new mini games, and in the end we'll have like, I don't know, tons of mini games to play.
You have announced plans to like to expand the game over time. Do you have any ideas where you will then take this, or will you wait for feedback on consumers for like ideas, perhaps?
We would very much like to get feedback from consumers, and I can't wait to see what ideas people have. Right now, we're exploring. So This is kind of not official yet, but let's say okay. To the world. But no, like I think our next update will be themed around the camera. So we don't really use that in these 14 minigames, but
oh, wow.
We have all sorts of ideas of how to use the camera in weird ways. So that's actually going to be our next next update. And I hope after that, actually, I would really love to make an update, which more like is a community update with like ideas from our fans. So that's our like long-term goal. Let's see what we can do.
That would sound very interesting because, like, I feel like some of the more creative people are just like in the audience, sitting from the whole handing from, I have an idea. Having that eventually happen would yeah. just be single-handedly the most amazing thing ever.
Definitely. One thing I would really love to include at some point is the option of making your own extra rules. Like you could imagine that you, while you play, you write down a rule, and that kind of like that's the rule for this game. But then maybe making options for sharing those rules between players in the Miiverse or something like that would be really crazy.
Oh yeah, like just creating with regular board games. Mm. You have people who create their own house rules, like
definitely.
Their own set of rules. So yeah. It would be interesting to see which variants like other players could come up with.
Yeah, and I think that's very much in the spirit of this game. Like we really want to make a game that like where the players take control over the play situation and make their own rules or their own like, for instance, like it's pretty easy to make drinking rules to this game or whatever kind of rules. So we want to make it like this kind of like flexible system that people can just add. And make fit into their social context.
Well, definitely. It sounds like the type of game that's exactly made for it. So,
mm-hmm.
So the presentation of Splinter Build is also kind of funky.
Yeah.
How do you come up with the weird characters and compose that soundtrack? Because it's really cool.
Cool. Thanks. Yeah. So we in Knapner Games is collaborating with a Swedish game, like indie game studio called Red Grim. And they are doing kind of like the creative side, the art and the audio. And so their artist is called Simon Gustafsson, and he's a brilliant mind and a really disturbed, weird person. but he do these fantastic things. And, well, I think the way, I asked him like very long time ago to give me a concept of some silly, innocent, childish, but weird and suggestive characters, and he gave me these kind of sausage animals or whatever they are. It's pretty simple, silly humor, but it kind of works. and I love how like colorful and bright it all is. Like it has this kind of like weird like. Hits this weird space between like innocent childish and also
yes.
just like absurd or weird. So that I think that's really fantastic.
Well, great. So what does the future for you hold after like Spin the Bottle? I mean, but will you perhaps like pursue another project on Nintendo platforms, or am I speaking way beyond like current plans?
No, you're not, but you're like asking for informations we would like to announce later. No, what I can say is that we are actually working together with another Swedish indie developer called Niflas,
mm-hmm.
Who has been doing, he did Night Sky for DS, and he has been doing all these amazing moody platformers, also just for PC. He's a brilliant game developer, and he really wanted to make a game for the Wii U. He had this idea, and so now we're working with on realizing that basically. So it's basically his game. It's it's not a weird, awkward party game as we like to do, but but it's very much a Niflas game.
But that actually really excites me because
mm-hmm.
like Night Sky on 3DS was one of my favorite like physics-based platformers last
mm-hmm.
year. So
mm-hmm. you will definitely like this one, but it's like very early right now.
Yeah.
We might be able to show some screenshots in a few months or something like that.
Okay, yeah. Against the end of the year or early next year?
Well, we will definitely show some screenshots this year, but we will, I think, launch might be in a year or something like that.
Oh, no, that sounds totally fine. And I now kind of want to ask like a more serious question, because there's of course like an elephant in the room with, of course, the Wii U. Some people have been like down on the system, and we generally just want the system to do better. What do you think could help like the system for like the long term?
I think Nintendo is actually kind of doing it okay right now. I feel like if you look at the launch like schedule for the next 2 months, it looks amazing.
Oh yeah,
especially on the Wii or on the eShop. That's just good stuff coming out. Or just like Cloudberry Kingdom, for instance, fantastic. And there's I've just been playing.
Yeah,
and there's awesome games coming out in the like very next 2 months. So I think to me, and I might be biased, but I think one of the really important things for Nintendo is actually the eShop, and is to support quirky and unique independent games. I think that's where you will see innovation, and that's where you'll see good use of the hardware, because of course like big AAA mainstream games has to, you know, support all types of interfaces and consoles, so it will be a bland experience.
I feel that Nintendo is very open in how they present themselves with like their 3DS and Wii U eShops right now. And it is personally like very encouraging to see like developers like being so open and so happy with Nintendo about that front.
Definitely. And I think we have really good experiences until now. Well, of course we haven't been paid yet. but so let's see how much we're going to earn, until now, it has been a really good experience, just like the support we're getting from Nintendo and so on. So that's really great.
That's
of course, you know, there also needs to be a market. But still, for small developers like us, like a success would be, I don't know what, you know, 50,000, 100,000 sales or something like that. And there's still, you know, millions of Wii U's out there. So, you know, it's not a problem for me that there's not like 10 millions but only 5 millions we use. Like I just need to hit like 50,000. So in that sense, maybe we just have to realize that, you know, we're not going to win this generation's consoles war, but it could still be a viable and dynamic platform.
I mean, the Wii U is a console that is always connected thanks to like Miiverse and all these other functions. So it's more likely to see like people like recommending your game on the home screen, and maybe then checking out the eShop and perhaps like give it a go.
I'm really looking forward to the whole like me. Also, just my possibilities of interacting with the fans of the game. Like there is. I think at least some Miiverse groups are really like interesting, and they like engage in a dialogue with the developers. So I think the whole like my options, or like us as the developers' option for engaging with the fans, getting into a dialogue with them, and let fans recommend games to each other and so on in the Miiverse is pretty exciting.
Yeah.
There's still some problems, of course. Like I think the home screen right now is generated out of like raw activity in the Miiverse. So, like those communities with most activity also get bounced up to the home screen of the console. So like ideally, you know, you wanted to make a game, you wanted to make a game that generated activity or something like that. I think there is. And I might in the future, like, actually, it would be interesting to design games that really integrates these network features much more. That's pretty exciting.
I mean, like, Miiverse still expands like till this day. It's still a developing service, and they do like updates like every like 3 weeks now, it seems.
Yeah.
So who knows? It could be like the time when you're actually going to use it. There's a whole bunch of features that you never even thought about. But that's like something for like long term.
Yeah.
So lastly, like the final question would be, I want you to give like a chance to like give a final pitch for your game in roughly like a minute. Why should people like be excited for like Spin the Bottle, Bumpy's Party? And your time starts now.
Okay, so Spin the Bottle, Bumpy's Party is a game that doesn't use the the TV. It's a party game where you look at each other, you don't look at the TV. And I think that's like party games nowadays kills parties. Just all stares at the TV, and that's not fun. So we want to make a game where you look at each other, touch each other, and interact with each other, and laugh at each other. And that's Spin the Bottle.
Oh, well, that's very quick.
Was that a minute or was it half? Do I still have time?
You did it like 35 seconds. That was amazing.
So buy the game.
Well, yeah, you could have added that sentence to everything. Buy it. Great. Well, thank you so much for having this talk with me.
Cool.
I hope people get excited for the game and give it a go.
Oh, thanks. Thank you for inviting me.
Yeah. Thank you so much. And thank you all for listening, and I wish you all a very good day. Bye!